the devil's only tool is lies, right? So when you refuse gaslighters in your world, whether it's a spouse, a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, bloodline, or whoever, parents, children, when you refuse to have gaslighters in your ear gate, if you are, whatever you're doing, most people want to live in delusion, and they want you to live in that delusion with them. They have all the excuses in the world to be lazy. They have all the excuses in the world to be greedy. They have all the excuses in the world to believe a lie and live in a lie. Now, when you refuse to have gaslighters and liars in your ear gate, in your eye, even David in the Bible, he says, I won't have a liar in my house or even in my face. So when you refuse to associate with liars and gaslighters, guess what happens? The universe adapts around you. Now, this big lie about the mask and the coronavirus, this is a big lie. Now, on my channel, the first two pages are showing how Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fake, the word F-A-U goes back to fake, Dr. Fauci says masks are worse for you. Then he turns around and says they're good. CDC says you don't need them. Then you need them. Then you don't need them. Then you need them. They tell you that the N95 or N91 mask is the only one that works. That if you touch these masks, it's worse for you. So this big lie is a New World Order ecumenical movement lie. You get people. Look. More people die of the flu. Why didn't they have masks in? They're trying to promote a vaccine so they get rich. Another thing is they're trying to shut down the small businesses so these big corporations. Look, they shut down that guy's gym, but they let Walmart go. They shut down the small guy, but they let the big guys stay in business. Why? Why? Because it's a corporate agenda. A corporate agenda to shut down the little man so that the big man can control everything. And that you can't speak up against their censorship. Because if we're running our own little community in these small businesses, they have no control, no power. They want to censor you. The reason they want to censor you is shut down the gospel. They want to shut down the truth. They want you to believe lies and gaslighting. The reason they want to censor the people is because the truth is going out and they got to shut the truth down. This is real. This is real. Their lies are their only power. And they want to gaslight you and flip reality just like a narcissist. This corporate government that we're in is just like a narcissist. They want to put something on you that's really them. And they want to steal your ideas. So you go to work for them and you got good ideas. They steal your ideas. They're psychopaths. Just like a narcissist. They want a vampire. They're psychopaths. They want to steal your ideas and then twist it to make it look like they came up with it. As soon as I did the free energy a long time ago and showed free energy, all these other people stole the idea and started doing their own thing. The thing about free energy, every time a current goes through a wire, it sends off a magnetic field. And I told a friend of mine, I said, the first class in electrical engineering is the magnetic field around the wire. So every wire has a magnetic field. So if you put a coil up against it, the argument is, well, it causes resistance in the wire that it's this the source wire. How much resistance is it going to cause, man? And so then the different material you use, you can get the magnetic field to it be induced in the other coil that's not even connected. It's wireless technology. And so they didn't want that. When I first uploaded my first free energy, I had emails saying, the emails said, don't put that up. We're going to kill you or something like that. Why didn't they offer to buy it from me? I said, "What are you, take that video down." "No, I ain't taking that video down." "What are you, stupid?" The truth is the truth. When you put up walking in the spirit, the legalists attack you. When you show that the Wiccans have no power, they just do mind. They want you to think a certain way. Your thoughts reflect back. They have no power. You cut them out of your world, they lose power. And so you cut the narcissists and the gaslighting and lies out of your world, and all the people who are gaslighters. Once you see somebody start to gaslight or try to, or use word salad and all that to wiggle out of something, run. And if you can't run, don't talk to them much. And make a way of escape. Always have a backup. If you have a gaslighter, they will kill you. Because if they're gaslighting, they're already trying to kill you by changing your reality and do a mind warp, create cognitive, just trying to destabilize you with a mind game. They're already trying to kill your soul. So if they're really attacking your soul, will they not attack your body? They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill your soul, the demon in them.